We've got someone from the National Catholic Register, one of those papers that I subscribe to and don't find the time to read, unfortunately. We've got the publisher, Father Owen Kearns, with us. Hey, Father Owen, how are you?
Good, Lino. Great to talk to you. The reason you don't read is because you're talking on the radio.
That's right. Would that make a good radio show? Could I just simply read newspapers and magazines on the show, do you think, Father Owen?
That'd be awesome, especially with you doing it.
Yeah, because I've got such a rich, deep voice.
That's it.
Does my voice sound too whiny and nasally to you to be on the radio, Father Owen?
That's ridiculous, Lino. You show me anybody who said that, and I'll just give them a blessing.
Oh, I was wondering what you're going to do to him. I'm like, I got the publisher of the National Catholic Register behind me here. Oh, he's going to give him a blessing. Okay, well, that's enough. With the National Catholic Register, we talked to you last week on Thursday's show. Some questions you've recovered, I presume.
Well, not fully, but enough.
Well, we'll try to give you more time off next time. You do need more time off. The National Catholic Register. I didn't ask you where the name came from. Certainly the national part I get and the Catholic part I get, but what are you registering at the National Catholic Register?
We're registering the pulse of the nation. We're registering the pulse of the culture.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. That's why a lot of people doing it.
It's not just you?
It's not just me, no, Alina. Lots of editors and even more tons of writers.
Hey, what does the publisher do? You're not the one physically publishing the paper like at the printer itself, are you?
No, printers print. And, you know, when I was named a publisher, I actually went to the dictionary and to the encyclopedia to find out what is a publisher. And you know what I found out?
What?
A publisher is one who publishes.
That's what you found in the dictionary, huh?
Yeah, and in the encyclopedia. That's all the information I could get.
This is why I don't read. See, there's not enough. There needs to be more information when I read.
Well, I just thought that's great. Then whatever I do will be being a publisher. Isn't that great?
You'll be successful no matter what you do.
It's like you. Whatever you do, that's the Catholic guy.
That's what people say. They say, well, what is Lino doing there on the Catholic Channel? I don't know, but whatever he's doing, apparently that is his job. So
that's it.
We're here with Father Owen Kearns, the publisher of the National Catholic Register. www.ncregister.com is the website if you'd like to check it out. I want to talk to you about some of the stories this week that I did read. I read a few of them online, if that counts.
That counts, absolutely. For a limited time, all the Register stories are available online on our newly designed website.
And I dig the new website.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, the old one was getting a little tired, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why we rejuvenated. We gave it a shot in the arm.
And so it's free for a limited time?
Yep.
Okay, so then I'm going to have to actually go back to reading the one that's sitting at home.
Well, maybe not. I mean, for subscribers, it'll be available still.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is an advantage I hadn't thought about. Okay, well, now we're getting somewhere.
There you go.
I got a problem with that print stuff. I get home and I'm so tired. You can imagine how much this show takes out of me.
I can't believe that. You're just having a blast.
It takes a lot out of the listener as well.
That's different.
They go home and they go, what was that? What was I listening to? But some of the stories I wanted to talk to you about today. You got a story there, and the title just struck me, and I had to read it, because it was called Christmas in Bangladesh. I never considered celebrating Christmas in Bangladesh. I didn't know if it was going to be a travel piece or what it was. What's that story all about, Christmas in Bangladesh?
Well, it's all about being a minority and being a minority Christian in a Muslim nation. And as you know, Muslims do not separate church and state as Christians do. They want their Muslim law, Sharia law, to be the law of the nation or of the state where they are. And that is what they will always tend to. Wherever they can, and wherever they can achieve a majority, their faith will push them to do just that.
And that makes it tough on the Christians trying to celebrate things like Christian stuff in Bangladesh.
Absolutely, and it's precarious. People live in a lot of fear, especially when there's a law on the books that can be interpreted very loosely. Of course, Muslims, as any person in any religion, do not take kindly to the leader of their religion being blasphemed, being insulted.
Right.
And so, of course, if they have Sharia law, then that becomes a crime, very punishable. And so, if that's not interpreted strictly, but interpreted rather loosely, then anybody can say, this guy, I saw him dissing the Quran, or I heard him saying, insulting the Prophet Muhammad. And then, you know the way things happen out there in those kind of countries. There's a whole mob fury is raised about this, and people are threatening to kill the person. The police come in, arrest them for their own safety, of course, and then it goes to trial. And again, there may be in some instances and in some countries, in some situations, in some cities, it can vary a lot, but there can be a lot of pressure on the judges to find the person guilty. And it can all stem, as in some cases it does seem to have stemmed after it was looked into thoroughly, just from a grudge.
Well, and that's what's fascinating about this article about Christmas in Bangladesh in this National Catholic Register, www.ncregister.com story, is that a lot of us, I think, when we think of the church, we maybe think of the local church we grew up in or the church down the street. It's all very local. When you think about Catholics celebrating their faith and being, you know, having problems with it being in a minority like that, Father Owen Kearns, would you have a tough time celebrating your faith? And I mean, we're so free around here. Do you even think about the problems other people in, you know, like in Bangladesh are having?
Well, the first place that I really began to think about things like that, because I was raised in Ireland, which is a very Catholic country, or was until recently, and then was in the States, etc., where we have freedom of religion practiced very diligently and pursued legally where it seems to be violated, and there are always courts and redress and so on. It wasn't really an issue that you'd be concerned about. But when I studied in Rome, there were students from nations all around the world, and some were from countries where the Muslim majority ruled. And so, for example, I still remember one student saying, what do you do for altar wine in a country where alcohol is forbidden?
Yeah.
And that just... What do you do
for altar wine when alcohol is forbidden? Did you get an answer?
You'd be very careful.
We're here with Father Owen Kearns, publisher of the National Catholic Register, www.ncregister.com. I'm Lino Ruli, the Catholic Guy, here on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. Where we're talking about stories here in the National Catholic Register. Now, Father Owen, there are a lot of good stories this week. This might be an impossible question or a silly question for me to ask, but that, as you know, won't stop me. Any good stories that didn't make the cut this week that you would have liked to have seen in your paper this week?
There were a few that got bumped, I'll admit that. I mean, a newspaper is a limited thing, and what we try to do is bring the most interesting and most compelling articles to our readers so that they get what's most useful for them so they can engage the culture.
I'm guessing the article about Lino Ruli, the greatest Catholic media personality of all time, that one got bumped again?
Lino, after you read the paper, you're in there.
I'm always in there. I'm always in the paper being praised.
It says Register Editors on Air. That's the title. It's on page 3, and it talks about... the Register's publisher and editor-in-chief, Legionary Father Owen Kearns, that's me, will be a weekly guest on The Catholic Guy, that's you, a show airing weekdays 4 to 7 p.m., hosted by Lino Ruli. Do you like that?
I like it, but what I'm saying is that it wasn't a full story about me being the greatest Catholic media personality of all time.
Yeah, of course it is. This was on for a whole column and for paragraphs and paragraphs.
No, I appreciate that. You know I appreciate that. I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful. We're here with Father Owen Kearns, publisher of the National Catholic Register. I'm Lino Ruli, the Catholic Guy, who puts publishers on the spot whenever he can here on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. Father Owen, what are you planning on doing for Christmas? How does a National Catholic Register cover Christmas? This isn't really breaking news, of course. People, you know, kind of know what's coming. How do you cover something like this when people have been covering it for 2,000 years?
Well, actually, if you really want to know, we take a break.
You figure the story's out there.
We figure people are moving and going to other places And we figure that editors and writers need to take a break and be with their families. It's a sacred family time. So we actually do take a kind of a break at the end of the year. So, yes, there are Christmas things there, and that will help families to celebrate Christmas and especially Advent leading up to it. So we've been rerunning our register guides. It's the register's clip out, photocopy, and pass on guides for Advent. And this week has how and why to pray. Very useful tips. Includes the rosary, of course, other prayers, and we had another one about Mass, and another one about confession, and another one about service and helping the poor.
That's awesome. Hey, Father Owen, before we let you go, I want to ask you, though, what are you doing for this Advent season? Are you doing anything particular? For instance, our boss here, Cardinal Edward Egan, he suggested to the people in the Archdiocese, and really everyone who listens to Sirius, to pray the Bible every day and go through the Gospels, you know, through the season of Advent. Is Father Owen Kearns, publisher of the National Catholic Register, doing anything special this Advent?
What I'm trying to do, Lino, is to accompany Our Lady. For me, Advent is a time to accompany the Lord Jesus in the womb of Mary. And to think about that, Mary going to visit Elizabeth and carrying the infant Jesus in her womb and probably holding her womb and listening to those little sounds and movements of the baby within and crooning and singing to him and talking to him and praying with him, things like that. So I think we need to be more contemplative. I like Cardinal Egan's idea of praying the scriptures, and so pray that scripture of Mary on her way to Bethlehem, accompanying her, just like Joseph was.
That's awesome. I might try to add that too if I can steal that from you.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you let me steal things from you. It's Father Owen Kearns, publisher of the National Catholic Register. Check them out at www.ncregister.com to find out all the good things going on in the Catholic Church and to get the best perspective out there on the Catholic Church and the culture. Thank you very much, Father Owen, for being with us again.
Thank you, Lino. God bless you. God bless the listeners.
And I hope you'll recover from this one quicker than you recovered from your appearance last week.
I'll be ready.
All right. Thanks, Father Owen. Father Owen Kearns, www.ncregister.com. Check out the website. Check out the paper.